Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dane Clay. Batting second. The second baseman, Woody Williams. Batting third. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Eric Tipton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Messner. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Lakeman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elmer Riddle. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Elmer Riddle. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Whitey Wiedelman. Batting second. The first baseman, Vince Shoup. Batting third. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Maury Aderholt. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Chuck Workman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Ramsey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Culler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Logan. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Bob Logan. And now, play ball. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Workman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman takes first base on ball four. Vince Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wiedelman. The throw from Lakeman and he is out, Miller applying the tag. One out. Vince Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Braves. Maury Aderholt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aderholt takes first base on ball four. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick fields the ball and throws to Riddle covering. Safe. Aderholt moves to second. Bill Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a pop-up towards first. Shoup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Riddle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is called out on strikes. One out. Elmer Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Ader Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0 for 1 in the game. Clay hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ader Holt. Clay reaches second base with a double. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clay scores. It's Reds, 1, Braves, 1. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Culler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Riddle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vince Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup is 0 for 1 in the game. Shoup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Holmes takes first base on ball 4. Maury Aderholt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aderholt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Aderholt hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Braves. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Workman hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field. Ramsey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tipton hits a fly ball into left field. Ader Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Messner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler misplays the ball. That's an error on Culler. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ader Holt. Miller reaches second base with a double. Messner moves to third. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lakeman hits a fly ball into center field. Ramsey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Reds 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramsey takes first base on ball 4. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 1 in the game. Massey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Massey reaches second base with a double. Ramsey moves to third. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 1 in the game. Culler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tipton throws the ball into McCormick, who tags Culler trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Ramsey scores. Massey scores. One out. It's 5-1, Braves. Bob Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 1 in the game. Logan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vince Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup is 0 for 2 in the game. Shoup hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Elmer Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 0 for 1 in the game. Riddle hits a line drive towards first. Shoup reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Clay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Culler. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Logan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Reds 1. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Holmes takes first base on ball 4. Maury Aderholt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aderholt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Aderholt takes first base on ball 4. Holmes moves to second. Mike Modak now pitching. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Workman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Holmes scores. Aderholt moves to third. It's 6-1, Braves. Bill Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ramsey is called out on strikes. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Massey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aderholt scores. Workman moves to third. It's 7-1, Braves. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Culler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Workman scores. Massey moves to second. It's 8-1, Braves. Bob Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Logan bunts towards the mound. Modak fields it and throws to first for the out. Massey moves to third. Culler moves to second. Two outs. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Tommy Nelson now playing second base. Whitey Wiedelman now playing shortstop. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-2 in the game. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCormick moves to second. One out. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Messner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCormick moves to third. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCormick scores. Messner moves to third. It's 8-2, Braves. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lakeman hits a fly ball into left field. Ader Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Modak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Modak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Reds 2. The Braves will come to bat. Vince Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup is 0-for-3 in the game. Shoup hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick fields the ball and throws to Modak covering. Safe. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Holmes hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maury Aderholt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aderholt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Aderholt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clay. Aderholt reaches second base with a double. There goes Shoup trying to get to home. Clay throws the ball into Williams, who relays the ball to Lakeman, who tags Shoup, who came all the way from first, for the out. Aderholt moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Clay hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Reds 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ramsey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Massey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clay. Massey reaches second base with a double. Ramsey goes all the way around to score. It's 9-2, Braves. Tommy Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Massey moves to third. One out. Bob Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Modak fields it and throws to first for the out. Massey scores. Two outs. It's 10-2, Braves. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wiedelman hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Stu Hofferth now catching. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-3 in the game. Tipton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Braves. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Messner takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Aderholt. Miller reaches second base with a double. Messner moves to third. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lakeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Wiedelman. Messner scores. Miller scores. Lakeman moves to second. It's 10-5, Braves. Al Unser pinch hits for Mike Modak. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser takes first base on ball 4. Don Hendrickson now pitching. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Clay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman fields it and throws to first for the out. Lakeman moves to third. Unser moves to second. One out. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman fields it and throws to home to get Lakeman. Unser moves to third. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shoup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Reds 5. The Braves will come to bat. Al Lipke now pitching. Vince Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Shoup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Maury Aderholt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aderholt is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Aderholt hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Messner takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Aderholt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lakeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 10, and Cincinnati Reds, 5. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.